Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Have you ever met someone who seemed to know things before they happened? Someone whose dreams or whispers felt like a glimpse into the future. Tonight's story is about a young boy named Sam, whose drawings predicted the impossible. This is The Boy Who Drew Tomorrow. Sam Mitchell was a quiet, unassuming boy with a gift no one quite understood. At just 9 years old, he had a remarkable talent for drawing, sketches so vivid and detailed they seemed to leap off the page. His parents, Sarah and Mark, were proud of his talent. They filled the walls of their small suburban home with his colorful creations, from pirate ships battling stormy seas to majestic castles perched on mountain peaks. But then, the drawings started to change. One evening, as Sarah was cleaning Sam's room, she found a new sketch pinned to his corkboard. It showed a red bicycle, crumpled and twisted, lying on the side of a road. In the background, a small figure with curly hair, much like Sam's best friend Jake, lay motionless beside it. Sarah's heart skipped a beat. "Sam, honey," she called as he shuffled into the room, his sneakers squeaking against the wooden floor. "What's this drawing about?" Sam glanced at it, his expression blank, then shrugged. "Just a picture, Mom." But the next morning, Sarah received a frantic call from Jake's mother. "Jake's in the hospital," she said, her voice shaking. "He had a bike accident on his way to school this morning." Sarah dropped the phone. Her mind raced back to the drawing. "It was just a coincidence," she told herself. But then, 2 weeks later, Sam drew another picture. This time, it was a house, no, their house. Flames licked the windows, and dark smoke curled into the sky. Sarah's heart raced as she stared at the picture, her pulse pounding in her ears. That night, she couldn't sleep. 2 days later, an electrical short sparked in the basement. Mark smelled the smoke just in time to grab the fire extinguisher, and they managed to put it out before it spread. Sarah didn't know whether to be grateful or terrified. Then came the drawing that changed everything. It was a rainy Sunday when Sam quietly placed his latest sketch on the kitchen counter. Sarah picked it up, her hands trembling. It showed her husband Mark, sitting in his car at a railroad crossing. A train, barely visible in the distance, barreled toward the crossing as the gate lights flashed. Mark's face in the drawing looked panicked. That night, as they sat together at the dinner table, Sarah could barely eat. She glanced at Mark, his face lit softly by the warm glow of the overhead light. "Honey," she said, her voice unsteady, "I need you to promise me something." Mark raised an eyebrow. "What is it?" "Avoid the train crossing on Fifth Street for the next few days. Just take another route, please." Mark chuckled, but the fear in her eyes silenced him. "All right," he said, "if it'll make you feel better." 2 days later, Mark came home late. Sarah's heart raced as she heard the front door creak open. Mark walked in, his face pale and eyes wide. "What happened?" Sarah asked, rushing to his side. Mark dropped his keys on the counter, his hands shaking. "I almost forgot your warning. I was on my way to the crossing when I remembered. I took a different route, and as I passed the train yard, I heard a terrible crash." He paused, his face ashen. "The train hit a car at the crossing. It would have been me." Sarah felt her knees go weak. She hugged him tightly, her heart pounding against his chest. They both looked at Sam, who had been quietly watching from the staircase, his eyes deep and knowing beyond his years. He gave them a small, almost shy smile before turning and walking back to his room. That night, as Sarah lay awake in bed, staring at the shadows on the ceiling, she wondered what kind of gift or curse her son truly had. Could he see the future? And if so, what would he draw next? What would you do if someone you loved had the power to glimpse the future? Would it be a blessing or a curse? Thank you for listening to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. If you enjoyed tonight's story, don't forget to subscribe, and join us again next time for another journey into the unexpected corners of life.